Minister Rory Quinn spoke to the Irish National Teachers Organisation conference in Kilkenny this morning. The primary teachers wanting to stress pay grades and promotion moratoriums. The minister wanting to stress religious inclusiveness. But here is what he had to say in a short sentence on pay.
We need to discuss the future of small schools, and I'm happy to respond to the comments that you made and also to the request from the CPSMA and the INTO to sit down and discuss the matter, and we will engage constructively on this matter. And I've also heard your concerns about multiple pay scales, and I believe that progress can be made on that in the near future.
Progress can be made. We'll have more on what that might mean in a few moments. But here's the response of the INTO President, Sheila Noonan.
We deeply care about what happens in our school, to our teachers and to our pupils. And that, Minister, is why we are very deeply concerned about what has happened to our Irish primary education system.
And that was Sheila Noonan speaking after the Minister's address to the Irish National Teachers Organisation Conference in Kilkenny. A lot of teachers certainly very interested in this speculation about progress being made on pay matters. Let's talk to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. I presume, obviously, a lot of interest in what he had to say on pay, Emma. But overall, what would you say about the reception for the Minister at this conference?
Okay, well, the reception was generally cordial. He was applauded when he began speaking. He was applauded when he ended speaking. He got one round of applause during his speech, and that, of course, was for his very, very brief reference to pay. And there were also times when there were mutterings of discontent, where there were groans from delegates. One of those key moments was when the minister said that he wanted to see higher level maths at Leaving Cert to become a requirement, a minimum entry requirement for teacher training in the colleges. Now, to that, he was met with groans and mutterings. The minister compounded this by going off script and addressing the delegates, saying, "I'll tell you why." And he went on in his explanation to refer to a highly feminised audience and profession. And this really, the delegates took umbrage at this. They didn't take kindly to these remarks. There was a lot of groaning and noise in reference to that. Now, when Sheila Noonan was responding to the minister, she summed up a lot of that umbrage by saying, she began in a very colourful speech. She said, "Sisters, hell hath no fury," and she went on to say that we understand the simple sums, such as 30 into 1 doesn't go. Of course, there she's referring to class size. She said the sum is that we're looking for more funding, and she also said it wasn't the girls who didn't do the higher level maths that led the country to ruination. She said it was the boys who did the honours maths that did this. So this was received with rapturous applause from delegates.
Yes, and that line about the boys who got the country into trouble being the ones who did the honours maths is certainly one that's been trending on Twitter and other social media. But in terms of what the minister had to say on pay, Emma, is he talking about simply regularising anomalies that exist because of the various pay grades and the various cuts that were introduced? Or is there a mechanism which could increase the pay of teachers across the board?
Yes, the minister gave no indication as to what he was referring to in his speech, but afterwards, speaking to journalists, he and his officials elaborated, and also the INTO elaborated, and we've been told that there have been discussions going on between the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and trade union leaders. Now, this is in general, because, of course, far more people than teachers are affected by this, with a view to equalising some salary scales, and this relates to a clause that is within the Haddington Road Agreement. When it comes to teachers, for example, there's a 2010 scale, there's a 2011 scale, which saw a reduction of 13% or thereabouts on the salary, and then there's another scale, there's a 2012 scale, and this is causing teachers a lot of anger that they are working beside colleagues who could be earning less or more than them but doing the exact same work. And Sheila Noonan described this in her speech as an absolute sore for teachers, and this would be across the board in the other unions as well. Now, the notion is that what people are discussing, or what officials and in departments are discussing, is the band of people who came in 2011 on this lower salary scale. There is,
I'm getting all those regularised
over time of equalising their
one, yes, other exactly. Issue, of course, and this was a big part of the minister's speech. Now, he's been talking a lot about wanting more inclusion in education and wanting progress made on the issue of Catholic Church, in particular patronage of schools. Why is it taking so long?
Well, that is presumably what the minister is wondering as well. This is the, there was a distinct note of impatience in what he had to say today, and it's, I think it, personally, I think it's the most forthright criticism we've heard in recent a while from the minister relating to the Catholic Church. He said that we had anecdotal evidence that schools, Catholic schools, were inclusive of all, and he said he believed that was true in many cases, but he said he was disappointed that the Catholic Church hadn't come up with a concrete example of a school that had inclusive policies. This would be typically, say, a school with three second classes, and they could organise their the teaching of religious all education right. so that perhaps children who are not religious could go into a separate class. There's been no movement on that, and there's clear impatience coming from the minister on this issue.
Well, we're going to play actually a clip of the minister talking about that in a moment, and then I'm going to continue by talking to Father Michael Drum about the situation in Catholic schools. But let's hear that clip of the minister's speech today. Emma O'Kelly, thank you very much indeed.